America Weekend.
Oh, I need my love, my Valentine.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and that means love. But what are you going to do? Stay home and binge watch NCIS, or do you have a date night planned? Well, our next guest has that answer. She is the senior managing editor at Care.com, Katie Bugbee. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
We are very excited. This is a very interesting topic. And, you know, as I was preparing for this interview, the thing that really jumped out at me, the stat that says that 30% of parents say it's been 6 months or longer since their last date. Katie, that's downright sad.
It's sad, but it's so understandable, right? I mean, we're tired. We are tired, tired parents. And we're putting our kids first. So when it comes to Friday and Saturday night, we think about it. We're ramping up to put them to bed. And all we want to do is go to bed right behind them.
You know, and as the father of a 12-year-old, I can attest that is exactly the case. We have these incredibly busy lives. Everybody's mm-hmm. working 19 jobs. The kid has 19 different activities.
Right.
And it's just so difficult to remember to kind of keep the relationship going. And one thing that Christina always says, you need to work at a relationship.
Yeah, you have to work at it. It's not all, you know, peaches and cream all the time.
It's so true, too, because the kids need you to work on your relationship, right? Because they are nothing if you are not solid. And then modeling a great partnership and great parents for them. And sometimes that does mean putting yourselves first, getting a little bit of extra energy, going out of the house and leaving the dishes and the bedtimes and the tantrums to someone else. And actually laughing and connecting and sparking like you did before you had kids, because it's there. You just kind of have to scratch away at the surface, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know it's true. And before we get into Katie's reasons why couples need an official date night, I can say from experience, after dealing with the everyday stuff that comes along with the activities and the stuff with kids and school and your jobs, when you and your spouse are together and you have that date night, you can kind of reconnect and you can very quickly rediscover that spark. And it's this weird feeling that you can get once again, and you almost feel what it was like before you had the kids. And that's why
it's
so
true.
Right. And it's so important to be able to rekindle that as often as you possibly can.
Yeah. I mean, in the survey that we did at care.com, 96% of our respondents, who are mostly women, said that dates bring them closer to their partner. And I mean, that's 96%. So it's so important for them to do this. But 80% say that their attitude about going out on dates mm-hmm. changes after kids.
And you know what? I want to say something here, too, because I was raised by a single mom. My parents got divorced when I was very young. I feel like this goes past couples dating and can be relatable to a single mom, too, because I remember as a child, my mom, and I didn't understand it when I was 7, 8, 9 years old, but once a week, my mom would go bowling. Once a week, my mom would go to a painting class. And I remember being so upset because my mom is leaving me. But I feel like she needed the time away.
Yeah.
I don't know, for sanity or for what.
To rediscover herself.
You know what I mean? So I feel like it goes well past the whole dating thing.
And then to be a strong individual, I was actually raised by a single mom too. And so, and ultimately, my mom met my stepdad and would go on weekends away. And I think back on it, and what a strong individual she became,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were so close. We've always been so close. We are to this day. But she needed to do that for herself.
Right.
And it's so important. And now, like, we're in this family unit of my fantastic stepdad, and mm-hmm. and we're all, like, we're great.
Now, you've come up with the top reasons why couples need an official date night this Valentine's Day. So let's go through them one by one. The first one kind of just sort of echoes what we've been talking about already, that parents are regular people, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're tired. They said that 35% say it's less of a priority after having children. So they, you know, they're just kind of like ordering takeout and sitting on the couch and calling that the new date night. And I did that, I can tell you, I did that for 2 years when my first child was born.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly we moved and we had our second child and we moved to the suburbs and people were going out. And it was kind of like the, whoa, like people actually do this. They hire sitters, they leave them, like this is a thing. And so we did it and it changed the whole Saturday, Friday night.
Sure.
seen. Like, and you think you are solid. You think you are having it all. You think it's like, okay, this is a great new life. We have these beautiful children upstairs sound asleep, and we're watching a great movie. And that is great, but then when you take it up a notch and you actually, like, kind of leave the house and you leave that world and you connect like you did before, it is different. It really is.
It gets you out of the dynamic of the house. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday night and Junior is asleep and you're watching some TV show, you're still in that dynamic of you're not away from it. You're not in a restaurant. You're not out at a club. You're not dancing. You're not in a movie theater.
It's not really romantic.
It's not romantic because it's simply just, it's the same thing, but with the kid being upstairs.
And you can't be too noisy because then Junior's going to wake up.
Well, that's exactly right.
Like, Mommy and Daddy, what are you doing?
How many of us have put in a load of laundry while we're doing that, you know?
Right.
Emptied the dishwasher.
Right.
It's like the house stuff just creeps in you. You're like looking at the TV and then you're like seeing all these projects around the house that you could be doing. We need to get out of that mode, right?
Yes.
Because our brain's just constantly working.
And you brought up a perfect point. White wine and fabric softener clash. They do not go together.
Yes, they don't go. Sorry.
You know, we're having this special moment. We're trying to rekindle things and all of a sudden we hear the washing machine making that crazy noise. Now you got to go down there and hit it on the side. That it ruins the moment, Katie. It really does. So it just
it does.
Which kind of leads us to the next one. How about date nights lead to sex? And my response is really. But anywho,
that's kind of sad.
Well, all right. So tell us now, what is the likelihood that a date night will lead to a real date night?
Well, so we don't exactly know what happens after people come home, but
okay.
We do know that people feel more attracted and connected to their partner after a date night. And putting in the effort and getting dressed and primped is just so good for your confidence.
And you know, that makes sense because when if you're going out on a date, you're going out on the town dinner, whatever, you're going to go the extra mile to look nice, do your hair, you know, to put the makeup on or whatever. I feel like people, after they've been together a while, start to get that comfort level and you start to think, I don't need to get my Brazilian this week. I can go next week. He's not going to care. You know what I mean? I don't got to shave. I don't got to do anything, whatever. So I feel like, you know, when you put the extra mile and your partner sees you the way you were, you know, when you were embarrassed, if your hair was out of place, you know, when you first started dating, it may rekindle a little spark
that you used to have. Right. That's all important. It's all part of the total package.
Right.
That's very important. And that leads us into the next one. Taking initiative is a sexy trait. So when you do this, when you go to that extent to make yourself look as good as you can, that's taking the initiative, and that's sexy in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, what we heard, too, is that 66% of parents in the relationship wish their partner would plan the dates. And so we're talking to the women here from this survey,
mm-hmm.
and they're hoping that their husbands, their partners, would plan the date.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that is a sexy initiative. So especially for Valentine's Day, be that hero. And what I always say, especially on Valentine's Day or birthdays, like, the person who plans the dinner and the sitter, that's the easy part. The other person has to get the gift for the person who plan the
exactly.
dinner.
Ah, that's right.
Exactly.
So do the easy work. Do the dinner and the sitter and our date night app from care.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this great new app where you can actually kind of plug in that you're going out on Friday or Saturday, and the time frame. So you might say like February 13th from 7 to 10 p.m. and all a list of the sitters in your area that are available at that time will pop up.
Oh, wow.
And then what I actually love about this, because I always find that hiring a sitter is a joint experience. If not, like, mom tends to kind of take the reins here. I mean, these are her kids and she wants to, she has like really high standards of who she wants in the house with her children. So even if like dad is going to book this sitter,
mm-hmm.
sit on the couch together on, you know, tonight or some night,
mm-hmm.
and scroll through these candidates of people who are available on February 13th or 14th and start reading their profiles. And then right from the app, you can have a video interview with them.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So you can kind of do this together as a partnership. And what a great experience, too, because it's bringing both of you involved in the care of your children.
Sure.
Whereas this is mostly, like, you know, we see a lot of this being mom's job. But with the millennial roles, we're seeing that those roles actually changing. And and dads are way more involved in the caregiver and hiring babysitters. So this is a joint effort. Interview them together. together, hire them to get this person together, and then you actually have these favorite people that you've, you know, vetted, that you've called their references, you've run a background check, you've interviewed them. And then once you have these favorite sitters, when someone calls you, like in March, and asks you to go out or someone's birthday dinner out, and you can just say, let me check with our sitter, instead of, hold on, let's find a sitter.
Yes, you already know. You know beforehand.
It is total freedom to have these people in your contact list.
So this Valentine's Day, when you see those fireworks, you'll know who to thank. Again, she is the senior managing editor at Care.com. Katie Bugbee, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
And happy Valentine's Day to you. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
In 1984, this three-time Indianapolis 500 winner became the first driver to go 215 miles per hour at an Indy qualifier.
Number four, the Pennzoil Chaparral, his hands in the air. Johnny Rutherford wins the 1980 Indianapolis 500-mile race.
So where is Johnny Rutherford now? Johnny was inducted into the International Motorsports Hall of Fame in 1996 and has worked for NBC, CBS, ABC, and ESPN. He serves as the pace car driver at all IRL events. And the first Lone Star Johnny Rutherford Award was presented at the 2013 Indy 500 Breakfast. Johnny Rutherford, still driving in circles. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Fourth quarter 2015 earnings has one motorcycle and all-terrain manufacturer seeing red. Harley-Davidson, Victory, and Indian. Mano a mano on the earnings trail. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Scott Wine, head at Polaris, maker of Victory and Indian Motorcycles, saw the stock fall 10% on the day after the company reported a brutal fourth quarter from 2015. Levitich saw hog earnings decrease 4.9% for the whole year, but operating revenue in the motorcycle division decreased by 12.7%. Both Polaris and Harley-Davidson stock multiples are way off recent highs. Lately, this can be said for a majority of public corporations. American Biker Minute, your fast break in your business.